Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
All right, here we go. Friday afternoon. I told you Monday. Sat here Monday, you were with me Monday, and I said, hey, the week is going to fly by. It's going to be Friday before you know it, and here it is, Friday afternoon. Free for All Friday on the show. It is June the 6th, and 81 years ago today, U.S. and Allied forces landed on the beaches of Normandy, France. It was the beginning of the end of World War II. I am especially beholden to that moment because of what I do for a living. I depend on freedom of speech. And freedom of speech was protected. All right, right now, reach over there and crank it up. This is what you've been working for. Yeah, we're definitely going to talk about today being the anniversary of D-Day. It's something that's really easy to forget, especially for young generations. But I want to just take a little time this afternoon to remind you of all that we owe to that generation that protected the United States of America. I think we're under certain threats now, but I don't think they compare to the threats that we were under back then. And again, because of what I do for a living, I depend on freedom of speech. It is a very precious thing that we have in this country, and while there are attempts to curtail it or maybe even attack freedom of speech today by the current president, we have freedom of speech, and the rights that we have in this country were fought for in World War II. And you know, if you've never been to the World War II Museum here in New Orleans, you must go. I mean, it's worth a trip to New Orleans just to go to the museum. That's for those of you who are listening in other cities and around the country. It is just a great reminder of how Americans fought for our freedom. Literally. We might not have the freedom that we have today had we not won the war. We probably would not. So this is an extraordinary day in history. And I know it's Free for All Friday. We're going to have fun this afternoon. But I just really think as Americans, it would be wrong for us to not really pay homage to this day and what it means to us. And as we go through today and as we go through this weekend, you know, we can think about all the freedoms that we have, the little stuff that we take for granted. We can think about all the freedoms that we have as a result of winning World War II. You know, the World War started for the United States December 7th, 1941. It had been going on in Europe. It had been going on in Europe before the U.S. got involved. And the U.S. was sort of an isolationist nation at that point. But we were starting to ramp up a little bit, thinking, well, we kind of have to get involved. And then the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, and then we're involved in two wars. We're involved in the war in the Pacific with Japan, and we're involved in the war in Europe, fighting two wars at the same time. And we did it. And by the way, I remind you that we started World War II. We entered into World War II with a military that was ranked 19th in the world. We were behind Romania We were 19th in the world in terms of our military. Well, it didn't take long for us to come together as Americans, ramp up, and build the greatest military ever, which we still have today. And it's sad because I wonder if that happened today. Would we come together as Americans the way we came together on this day? Well, in 1941, when we were attacked, we came together as Americans. Would we have been behind the effort the way we were then today? I'm not so sure. I'd like to be sure, but I'm really not so sure. If you want to join us with a comment this afternoon about anything we talk about, it is Free for All Friday, the Oakland Heart, or anything you want to talk about, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. I do love talking about D-Day. I love talking about Memorial Day. I love talking about Veterans Day. I love talking about these things and reminding all of us what we owe to past generations, because this is really an extraordinary thing that our country fought for. So we'll be talking about that. Also, we've got to continue to talk about this big breakup between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. I posted something on Substack, Scoot on the Air Substack. If you haven't been there yet, look, if you want to find news, if you want to find some really great posting from journalists and people, and if you're tired of the hate and the idiotic, misinformed trolls on Facebook and Instagram, especially Facebook, then go to Substack. Go to Substack.com and join in. There's other people you might want to join as well, but I hope you will join and subscribe to Scoot on the Air Substack. But it's a different audience. It's a different place, but it's a place where you can be totally informed. And if you're just tired of the bitterness, if you're tired of the right-wing radicals screaming and crying about everything, then Substack is for you. Substack.com. Go there. I'm there. Posted a video there this morning about the feud and something that Sean Hannity did that is so typical. Sean Hannity did something that is so typical of what right-wing radicals do, and I posted that on Substack. All right, we have other things to get to. So there's information now about Susan Hudson, the sheriff of Orleans Parish. She's got like 44 accounts. There is the suggestion of just so much corruption in New Orleans that I don't even know if we can clean it all up. We got to try. We got to put a lot of hope into the next mayor. We got to hope that somebody comes in here and kicks ass. I hope that happens. By the way, I'm sure you know, Mayor Cantrell is going to France. Is she in France? She's either in France or she's going to France. I mean, I'm not going to waste my time thinking too much about her because she's a waste. She just gets back from Canada, and now she's going to France. Are you going to tell me she gives one bit about you? She doesn't give a damn about you. You voted for her. She doesn't care about you. She could care less about you. She cares about herself. And she is selfishly traveling on our money. A city that's broke, according to her. And she's traveling on our money. I mean, I get so infuriated. But I'm not going to let her bother me. I'm not going to let Cantrell ruin my day or affect my life. But I like that we have the opportunity to call her out because she deserves it. Just back from Canada, now going to France. And she will squeeze in as many trips as she can between now and the time she's out of office, which, you know, I think it's embarrassing that Inauguration Day is so late. It might not be until next summer. The election is October the 11th, and that woman is going to be in office for that long. Watch how many trips she takes. And again, you know, she's got to put that on her resume, right? If she's looking for another job, I love to take advantage of the company's money. I will travel whenever I can. I'll take off whenever I can. If I see somebody that I'm attracted to, I will go off with them, spend time with them during the day when I'm supposed to be in meetings. I will spend time with them. I'm not going to tell you what I'm doing with them. But if I see somebody that I think is attractive, the hell with my job, I'm going to pay attention to them. You think all that's going to look good on a resume? I don't think so. All right, Ian Hoke is our senior producer at the controls in the other studio. Good afternoon, sir.
And good afternoon to you too as well. How are you?
Yeah, I'm good. I'm good. It's
going to be
good. Yeah,
happy Friday.
Free for all Friday. It's going to be a hot day, but it's summertime. Well, not officially summer, but it's, you know, basically summer. And it feels hot. LSU's playing baseball tomorrow in Baton Rouge against West Virginia.
Looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am too. I'm gonna try to watch that game. I really hope the Tigers really come out with this killer instinct, because they've not played up to their level. They have played down to the level of their competition in a lot of games recently. And they were bumped from the SEC tournament. When really, when you look at their talent and ranking, they should have won the SEC tournament. So, you know, you got to be a little concerned about LSU. And I mean, I hope they come out with the bat swinging. I mean, I am just so disappointed. The Knicks were ahead last. I'm not the Knicks. The Oklahoma City Thunder were ahead last night. Game one of the NBA Championship Series against the Indiana Pacers. The Knicks, I mean, Oklahoma City had them. The Thunder had them. They were up, I think, at one point, like 20 points, more than 20 points. And the Pacers just roared back. And they've done this before. And really, the Thunder were just killing it with three-pointers. And then the Pacers started to catch up, and they were killing it with three-pointers. And at the very end, the Pacers won, I think, by 1 point. Really disappointing that the OKC Thunder lost the first game at home. In front of the fans were stunned.
You're disappointed.
I'm very disappointed.
Because you want the Thunder to win.
I do. I like the Thunder. They're a young team. They're going to be around for a while, I think. They're going to be prominent for a while.
They've had their time in the spotlight, haven't they? I mean, I don't follow
the
NBA
so.
Very closely.
I don't think so.
They've been relevant on and off over the last several years,
well,
haven't they?
I mean, they have. I don't think they've
not
won
like
a
the
championship.
Pacers. I know enough to know the Pacers haven't done squat in a long time.
Well, I don't care. I don't like the Pacers. I don't know why I don't like them.
Whoa,
I don't,
whoa,
I don't
where's
know
this
why,
coming from?
I don't know why I don't like the Pacers.
You don't like the Pacers?
No, I don't like them. I don't like Indianapolis. I've never been there, but I don't like it.
I've been to Indianapolis once.
I don't like it.
It was unremarkable.
What was it like? Not that great.
You know, it kind of, you know, Cincinnati, Indianapolis,
yeah.
Columbus, all those kind of Midwest cities all kind of look the same to me.
Never been there.
They're all right.
Don't like it.
Yeah. Not particularly. I understand they have a big racetrack up there that's a big deal, but other than that,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what else they're doing.
Yeah, but you know, they just go around in a circle. I mean, big deal, right?
They go around a circle. Yeah. Hey, so it is pretty hot. I did the weather in Baton Rouge this weekend looks good, so hopefully there's no interruptions to these baseball games, because let me tell you, as a person whose job it is to program these baseball games and make sure they happen on time and come out of the radio without interruption, I don't care for it when there's bad weather.
Yeah, well,
but it is going to be hot.
Your life is hell. Your life is hell when these games get rained out.
When I started this job, I really thought that football season was going to be kind of the thing that caused the biggest headache. But I can program an NFL season, you know, in my sleep. but college baseball, when it's rained, is very difficult. You know, and we don't always have like a live board operator that's available. So
right.
then what do? You know, there's all kinds of things that
look,
have to
and those
considered.
Look, the football players are tough. I mean, there are a lot of games played inside in domes, but there are a lot of games that are played outside. Man, I don't care what the weather is, they're going to play.
Yeah.
Now, I mean, if there's lightning, there'll be a postponement, but those guys play. I mean, baseball, you know, these guys are a bunch of Nancy boys, you know. The weather's not good.
Little
know,
Nancy
play.
Boys in your little Nancy
boys.
Nancy boy uniform.
They're just like little, they're like Thailand lady boys.
Ooh, your little socks and your little cleats.
Thailand lady boy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, so, you know, it is hot out there, though.
Yes.
And many people are trying to find ways to beat the heat up
yes.
to and including, you know, perhaps wearing something different, perhaps a wardrobe change that they
possibly that they
might have instituted just to see if they can keep themselves a couple degrees cooler.
Well, yeah, there are certain things that you would not want to wear, certain things you might want to try wearing.
Certain things
if it gets really hot.
Certain things you might not had typically worn in your past.
That's right.
That today might be the day that you think.
Well, I can understand.
Let's see. Maybe this is the day that I try this out.
That there, you know, might be people that have not worn shorts in public.
Shorts, for example.
For 35 years, and then suddenly today they show up wearing shorts. I mean, that could happen.
Well, it could happen.
It could happen.
It wouldn't go without being noticed, I tell you that.
Well, I do feel slightly naked today, but people wear shorts. I mean, Speedy on B97, he wears shorts sometimes.
Yeah, everybody, we talked about this
you
last
wore
week.
Shorts
everybody
the other
wears
day.
Shorts up here all the time.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big deal at all. Look, I'm not really teasing you.
Yeah, you are.
But I'm proud of you because I know that was a big deal for you.
Oh, it is a big deal.
If you haven't worn shorts out in public in 35 years and you decide this is the year that you're going to do it, you know, what the hell?
Well,
good for you.
Look, and let me tell you this.
Live your life, man. Be comfortable.
I don't think I have ever, in my 55-year career, I don't think I've ever worn shorts to work. This is the first time I've ever worn shorts to work, ever.
God, we got to put a gold star on the calendar or something. This
Let's just not take any pictures and post them.
Jeez, I wonder if, like, Mark your calendars, folks. It is June 6th in the year of our Lord, 2025, and Scooter on the Air is wearing shorts to work. They are light-colored, resting just above his kneecaps. He looks very comfortable, walking swiftly through the hallways at Odyssey New Orleans. Sorry, that's the last. I really shouldn't abuse the breaking news sounder. I'm not going to do that again. Yeah. Sorry.
It's okay, but it was funny.
It was worth it.
Good entertainment. All right, it's a free-for-all Friday, man. We've got a lot to get to this afternoon. If you're on hold already, hang on. We're going to get to your calls. The Open Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Today is January. I'm sorry. I keep thinking of January. But you know why I keep saying? Because January 6th. You know, that sticks out in my mind. I'm thinking the 6th. So I'm thinking
January 6th.
It's June the 6th. This is D-Day. And by the way, you know, there's been a lot of conversation over the years. What does the D stand for? The D just stands for day. It might not make sense, but I think it's a military thing. It's D-Day and capital H-hour. That's the hour that it takes place, H-hour. D-day is the day it occurs. It's really, the explanation is that simple.
That's wild. I never even, you just taught me something. And I never even thought to ask that, like, what does the D in D-day stand for? Just, it means
I
didn't, day.
I had never thought about it either. And then I thought about it and I thought, well, what does the D stand for? So, yeah, it's just a day. It's just day, D-day, but the D stands for day. So, look, it's worth talking about this day. It's worth remembering what those brave people, those brave Americans, the Brits, the Canadians, what they did for us on this day 81 years ago in 1944. They stormed the beaches of Normandy, France, and we're going to be talking about that, and we're going to be talking that the freedoms that we have and the freedoms that we often take for granted. But what I do every day is a result of what they did back then. All right, sad day on the Scoot on the Air Rock Culture calendar because this is the day we lost Dr. John. It was on this day in 2019, and I remember we talked about that extensively on this show. 6-time Grammy winner Dr. John passed away on this day in 2019. We lost a great one that day. He was 77 years old. It was a heart attack. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On WWL. There's no doubt that Americans take for granted the freedoms that we have. And, you know, there are times that I probably take for granted our freedoms. If you travel to other countries, you realize how fortunate we are. And if you just pay attention to the news, you realize how fortunate we are. This is a very important day because the U.S. had been pretty much of an isolationist nation. They were starting to become less so, but they were an isolationist nation when war broke out in Europe. Hitler was trying to take over the world. Here's this country, Germany, and with a little help from Mussolini. Remember that nursery rhyme when you were a kid? Whistle while you work. Hitler was a jerk. Mussolini bit his weenie.
Now it doesn't work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I'm glad it transcends generations. I'm glad your generation knows that, too.
I haven't thought about that in years.
But it was so cool that, you know, when you were, you know, really young, you got to say the word weenie. You know, bit his weenie. Now it doesn't work. So, you know, with the help of Mussolini and others, they were trying to push fascism.
Wow.
Hey, look,
you're
it's
off
Friday.
To a hot start.
It's yeah, really.
It's Friday. It's January 6th. The Knicks are in the NBA Finals.
That's right.
We have a fascist government.
I'm wearing shorts. It's all going to hell.
Maybe that's why.
You know, there are attempts, and it doesn't seem like it to the right-wing radicals. And again, when I say right-wing radicals, I'm not talking about all Republicans. I'm not talking about all conservatives. I'm talking about right-wing radicals. If you're not a right-wing radical, then don't take this, you know, personally. But there was an attempt by Hitler to spread this fascism around the world. We weren't getting involved. We were letting them take care of that. Japan attacked us, 1941, December 7th. And the Japanese were trying to expand. And the Japanese needed one thing. They needed oil. The Japanese, I mean, if the attack on Pearl Harbor came down to one thing, it came down to the Japanese needing oil to fuel their attempts to take over countries and to expand. And so they attack us. That brought us into the war. And as I said at the beginning of the show, our military was ranked 19th in the world in 1941. We entered World War II with the 19th ranked military in the world. Romania's military was ahead of ours. But it did not take long for the American people to come together. Men, women, black, white, everybody came together. Equality was a big part of that effort. People came together and they fueled this machine that built the greatest military in the world. And we still have that today. And it did not take us long to ramp up to have a formidable military that could land on the beaches of Normandy just a few years later, on this day in 1944. So many people were killed. You've seen many war movies. They don't compare to the reality of it, but we do get a sense of what that might have been like. I think Saving Private Ryan, the opening scene in Saving Private Ryan, in my opinion, was not having been in that situation, seemed to be a very realistic depiction of what that was like with those young men who were coming ashore. And it was the United States, Great Britain, and Canada. And just think about the Germans had occupied France at this point. The Germans owned France. And they're lined up. They're lined up. They didn't know exactly where we were going to land, and there were some things that the United States and Allied forces did to try to throw the Germans off. Are we going to land over here? Are we going to land over there? Where are we going to go? They didn't know exactly where we were going to go. So anyway, we landed. There were a lot of losses. But we persevered and we got through that. I mean, they were just lined up there waiting to pick us off as we landed. And they had to wade through water and then get there and then just start, you know, firing and fighting for your life. I can't even imagine being in that situation, but I'm so grateful for the men who were there. And they fought in that battle, which was the beginning of the end of World War II. Because a year later, 1945, the war ended. So it took us a year to go there and just totally put Hitler in his place. Hitler presumably committed suicide. There have been rumors over time that he's living in Peru or Chile or, you know, somewhere in South America, but I never believed those rumors. Kind of like Elvis is still alive. There were rumors that Hitler was still alive, but it seems pretty sure that he committed suicide. And so our U.S. forces really literally fought for the freedoms that we have today. Because had we not done that, Germany might have even taken over America. So the freedoms that we have, we owe to that World War II effort. And all of that is on display at the World War II Museum. And you really should check it out. And if you haven't been there recently, there's a lot of new stuff. Go check it out. The Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. We're also talking about the breakup of the bromance between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And the Republicans are having a hard time with this because, you know, the Republicans in general supported Elon Musk being there. And so now they kind of have to pick sides. And do they pick sides? Yeah, it's confusing for the Republicans right now. All right, let's get to some of your calls. Let's go to Gregory in Metairie. Gregory, welcome to the show. Good afternoon.
Hey, good afternoon, Scoot. Nice Friday. Happy Friday.
Free for all Friday.
Thank you for bringing up the great, the good Mac Rabinac, Dr. John.
Yeah.
He is sorely missed.
Yeah, he is.
I know you've met a lot of celebrities throughout your life, but he's a celebrity that I actually knew on a personal level, and he was great. He actually, about back in the 90s, my parents were selling their old Chickering baby grand piano. And he shows up with his daughter, and he bought the piano, and he talked with my parents for a few hours, and we had cocktails. Yeah, I'm nice. One of them.
Yeah, you know, I met him a couple of times. I'm not sure he remembers, but I met him a couple of times.
He was so great, and then I would run into him, like, backstage at Tipitina's or at... I remember one year, the first year I couldn't go. I didn't want to go. I was 17, so I was a big grown-up, I thought. My parents always did the Mardi Gras downtown at Magazine and Canal, where my grandfather's office was. Anyway, he played at the Playboy Club, open-air concert, Mardi Gras Day in Fat City that year. And he was just amazing. Remember the Playboy Club?
I do. My dad brought us there. See, on Mardi Gras, you could bring kids in. And yes. I was old enough. I was probably, I don't know, 15 or 16. In fact, the Playboy Club,
I know.
The Playboy Club is where is it the Gold Club now? No, it's not the Gold Club. What it used to be the Gold Club.
No, there's nothing there now. I think it's a retail. It's like a
It's a gentleman's club now.
Oh, it is.
I believe that's the location.
Go to Fat City often.
I'm trying. What is the name of that place? I'm trying to. It used to be the Gold Club.
I don't go to Fat City anymore. Yeah. I just
no. It's not
don't.
Fat. No, this is not Fat City. No, this is in the Quarter.
Oh, okay. Oh, no, the Playboy Club had one in Fat City is what I'm talking about.
I don't remember the one in Fat City.
Briefly. Okay. You don't remember? Yeah, it was only there about a year. It had left its location on Iberville, I think it was, or Bienville. Yeah. It was one of those streets, and it became a restaurant owned by the Brennans. Anything Goes. Remember that?
I remember right Anything Goes. Yeah, I do.
Right. That's what the Playboy Club was. And now it's the Penthouse Club.
The Penthouse, that's what I'm thinking of. It used to be a Gold Club, the Penthouse Club, yeah.
But I just wanted No, not to, I know your time's valuable, but I also wanted to mention D-Day, because my grandfather, I never knew him. He died in 1956. This poor guy was in World War One. He was a captain of artillery, and by the time he went to France in about October of 1918, he didn't even make it to the front lines because the war ended. And then 21 years later, he was recalled to duty as a major of artillery, and he was on that beach. And I only get this from my uncle and my dad and their sisters and my grandmother, God bless her. They're all gone. They're all gone. But he said he wrote a letter home. He said, listen, we captured a bunch of Germans, and one of these guys is named Janky. And he says he has family in New Orleans. And sure enough, my family was very good friends. You remember the Janky, the towing tugboat company?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
They ran steamboat.
I remember that name.
Yeah. Is that the funniest thing of all?
Yeah, so I wonder if they went easy on him because he had relatives in New Orleans.
I think the Americans were very easy on all the German prisoners. But anyway, he was on the first wave. And dodging this, and he's like, what the hell am I doing here?
Do you know if he survived?
Do you know if he's 41 years old.
Do you know if he survived?
41 years old.
Do you know if he survived that first wave?
He survived the first wave. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. They were able to scale up.
Okay,
above
that's
Omaha
what you said.
Beach.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and they were able to scale above Oban Beach, and the Germans were just surrendering, they said. They were like 18, 19 year old kids. Hmm. But one of them was a Yankee, and. I guess my grandfather must have mentioned the fact that he was from New Orleans. This guy spoke English, obviously.
Yeah.
So it's just one of those funny stories, what those men went through. And then some of the personal stories. My grandfather has one of those letters at the D-Day, at the World War II Museum down there. And I always stop by to see that.
That's really cool. Gregory, I'm going to have to get
to need to go there.
To
people need
here.
To go
yeah.
there.
And if you've never been there, go. If you haven't been in a while, go. But Gregory, I appreciate your stories, and thanks for calling in. And I know you served in the Navy, so thank you for your service to our country. It's Free for All Friday. We are talking about D-Day. June 6th is the day that the U.S. and Allied forces landed on the beaches of France, and it was the beginning of the end of the war. And what happened there was an effort to save and protect the freedoms that we have in America today. Had it not been for that effort, we would be a much different country today, and I would not be free to be on the radio and talk about political issues and basically say what I want to say. If you want to join us, the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, we're talking about the breakup between Donald Trump and Elon Musk, and, you know, there's probably a hole in both of their hearts because they were so close, and when you break up, you know, that's not an easy thing to go through. You know, then that's the part of this that a lot of people are not talking about, the hole in the hearts of Donald Trump and Elon Musk. So close for so long, shared so much, meant so much to each other, and it ends in this ugly battle of words. And when they're alone with their thoughts, they must feel just so empty and lost because they're no longer together like they once were. It's got to be sad. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores?
How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Yeah, I mean, even our right to party the way we party is protected today by what they did 81 years ago today, landing on the beaches of Normandy on D-Day, June the 6th, an effort to protect America's freedom. And we owe that to them. So we're talking about that on the show today. I'm Scoot on the air. Let's get back to some of your calls. It is Free for All Friday. Let's go to Abita Springs. John, welcome to the show.
Hey, listen.
Hey, John. Hello, John.
Hey.
Hello, John. Hello, John. Hey, John. We're gonna put you on hold and check back with you. We got a terrible connection there. Let's go to Bob in Kenner. Bob, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoop. I listen to WWL most of the day, almost every day, and. You and I have our differences, but I did want to thank you for expressing your support for all the Veterans Days. D-Day, Memorial Day, Veterans Day, all of them. And I think you asked a question in your monologue about whether the country would pull today the way they did.
What do you
back
think?
Back in that time.
What do you think?
And I would, my opinion is they would. Now, I think in World War II, the U.S. was 95% behind the war effort. I don't think it would be that percentage today, but I think it would still be a very supportive effort if we felt like our, you know, security and freedom were challenged.
You know, I hope you're right, Bob, and you know, I appreciate you thanking me for talking about this. We might disagree, but the bottom line is we're, in my opinion, we're Americans first. And the fact that we can disagree is such an integral part of the freedoms that we have that how could I be on the air and say things that people disagree with, say things that maybe even the president of the United States might disagree with at times, whoever the president is. How could I live in that situation and do that every day without recognizing who fought for the freedom that I have to do that and the freedom that you and I have to disagree? That's the foundation for all of that is the war effort that protected our freedoms. And, you know, it was, you know, the things that we're threatened with today were different than the threats back then. And really the threat was truly to the United States. And, you know, I think one of the shocking things that has happened in our lives was 9/11 when we were attacked on our soil because that was such an unheard of thing. We never thought that would happen again. But that was the shocking thing that happened Pearl Harbor Day, December 7, 1941, when the Japanese attacked us on our soil. That was such a shocking moment that it really launched us into being involved in World War II. But the fact that you and I can disagree about things is something that I cherish every day.
Oh, it's just small things, Scoot. And, you know, that's what is so incredible about our country, is that we can have these conversations, and most of the disagreements are very small. They're very minute.
Yeah.
If you look at the big picture.
I agree. I agree. Bob, I really appreciate the call, and I'm glad you appreciate D-Day as much as I do. Let's go to Abita Springs. John, you're on WWL.
Yes, sir.
Hey, John.
Yes, sir. How you doing, Scoot?
Good.
All right. I told a gentleman earlier, everybody talks about the guys going into the beach, but my father was in the 13th Airborne. He was a glider rider. He flew in behind the guys in France, and a couple of his buddies died when they landed, but my father lived to tell the stories.
Yeah, there was a lot of support. But when I talk about the people who stormed the beach, who went on the beach,
right.
I'm also talking about all of the support that they had in the air. And
yes, sir.
It was a whole effort.
Yes, sir.
You should be very proud of your dad.
Oh, man, he told me some stories now.
I bet he did.
He did. I got one more thing to say. My daddy's brother, my Uncle Pete, he wasn't in on D-Day, but he was on the Baytown Death March, and he survived.
Wow. That was amazing.
It kind of messed his brain up a little bit, but he did survive. He told me how they had to play dead and everything.
Oh, man.
But anyway, God bless you, and you have a good weekend.
All right. God bless you, too, John. I appreciate the call, and have a great weekend. If you're on hold, stay with us. We'll get to your calls. We're talking about the importance of D-Day, and the freedoms that we have today are a result of D-Day and the war effort that followed D-Day, and how we put Hitler in his place and pushed Hitler to commit suicide. That's the story. And we stopped fascism. And that was an effort that protected the freedoms that we have today, which we should all be very, very proud of and respectful of. All right. We're also talking about the bromance breakup between Donald Trump and Elon Musk. And, you know, these guys were so close. I can't help but think about how sad this is for both men. And I mean, they've got to be emotionally hurting. These two men, They thought so much of each other, and then it comes to this, and I feel for both of these men and how sad they must be now going on without the other. We'll be back on WWL.
Who's that lady, man? I think that's Scoot, man. That's who that lady is. That's that guy, Scoot. Looks just like a lady or some kind of grandma or something.
I'm Scoot. On this day in 2020, sad day, on this day in 2020, Marvin Isley, the bass player for the legendary Isley Brothers, passed away. He was only 56 years old, and they never disclosed why he died, but this is the day that he did pass away. It's one of my favorite Isley Brothers songs. Who's that lady? I tell you, man, there must be some ugly women out there if people think that somehow I look like a lady to them. It's really kind of funny how many people post something stupid like that on Facebook. And again, I remind you, I've moved a lot of what I'm doing now to Substack. It's a social media platform, substack.com. It is a companion of this show. It is an extension of this show. I'm just a little more free to express myself in some ways, but really it's a total extension of the show. And I hope you'll join me. Scoot on the Air Substack. It's a whole different community. If you're tired of some of the BS and the hate and the ignorant trolls on Facebook, join me on Substack. I think you'll be happy with that. We'll be right back on WWL.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.